There's a couple of things with that. And we've already provided the outlook, as I'm sure you know. There's some areas where we've already done some of that work. Having said that, I know very well, and I'm very aware of the consternation that the process created last time around. And I don't disagree. There was a lack of information and appropriate timelines. There was frustration by counselors in terms of not being able to, or feeling like they didn't have enough lead time to put motions forward, that motions that they thought were going to be okay, in fact, determined to be out of order. We're trying to clean up all of that. And a big part of that is making sure that the staff are aware that we want information earlier. So that is, we have made that very clear. Counselors need to have information earlier. We are putting together a consultation process that engages community more. You know, this is all fairly new, but we need to every year improve the way that we do our budget. In terms of the directive, yes, it's on my agenda to come up with that a lot quicker. I can tell you overall, we are still facing a considerable affordability crisis here in our city, and we still have, you know, important things that we want to get done. And so those are the kind of the those are the tensions around the budget deliberations that are going to come this time around. And what we need to do is make sure that not only our counselors, but also our community is engaged and engaged earlier.